Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the new year. So we'll clear the date if you're on this day. Hopefully you're still on last year's date, but here we go, before the year ended. And, or I put some people 6 months ahead in time also. Well, that's really nice. But here we go. This is the day today, which is the 4th. So January 4th, 2017, if this number relates to you or not. So here we go. 1, clearing it out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. Stronger. They'll bring peace to you. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening to you or something's going on, I want to get off that one timeline that you're going to be thinking about. Let's give you some relief. So think of it right now. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, well, we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you out there, Michelle, today?
I'm here, Ron, and hello to everybody else out there in the world, in China and England or America or wherever else you may be. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Creation Lightship Show. We would love some questions in the question box. If anyone wants to write in, they can write in at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And let's see, we were just going to go over a few things. We do have a special call coming up on January 7th, which is this Saturday, and that's going to be the New Year call. And Ron, to start out, we do have a question. Somebody is saying, do you have a list of suggestions for manifestations for the New Year session? I don't know what to write down or focus on. So
if nothing comes up, then that's fine. Just go with the flow. But, you know, there are people that would like to do some manifestations, and so they need to find out maybe what month they can attach that energy to be a little more conducive. But, yeah, you don't have to do that. You can just feel the energies coming your way. I don't know if we have a list of what people have kind of thought about or requested at the time. If we do, maybe we can send one out, but I just don't know if that's come across. So we'll find out. We'll do some looking. Maybe we could do something if we have that on Friday, the Friday program. So, and it's going to be 1 o'clock on Saturday, Pacific time. So back to you.
Okay, great. Because I know that in other years, I haven't really written anything down. I've just more focused on what the energy felt like, and I wrote that down, like a few descriptive terms on if I felt anything different between each month of the energies. And I didn't necessarily connect them to any types of intentions. However, it's kind of nice to think that you could, and that maybe something might happen. So, but that's good. So, you know, we don't have to do anything unless it basically comes to you in the moment, which is perfect because that means that you're in your heart. So, okay. I was just going to read a couple testimonials, Ron, and I have several here, and I'm just trying to figure out which one would be a good one to read. There's one here, actually a few, that go over talking about how the mind-to-heart drop seems to work. And this particular person is saying they do it every hour. And they actually send themselves hourly email reminders to remember to do it, which is really a good idea. And I know at one point a while ago, we even said if you can record yourself saying it to yourself on your phone, you can look like you're talking on your phone or listening on your phone, and it'll be your own voice telling you to do the mind-to-heart drop so you don't have to look like you're talking to yourself if you happen to work, which is a great idea. We got that from another listener as well a while ago. Okay, and the person goes on to say the Crown Chakra Alien Courting Release. They have also done, they thought it was really great. They find it works really well, and actually I just did that in the past couple of days, and it does feel amazing. I definitely feel very good myself, so it was doing something. And I just feel really clear, very relaxed, very confident. And also the space location healing. And I kind of have a question about that, Ron, because I'm considering getting that because some people might be in my space in the next couple days. And I was thinking if I could be running like the entity clearing while they are in my space, would that help if any entities were in them or came out of those people?
Yeah, that's what it's really for other people to do that. Yes, you could run that. And maybe even the Be Here Now for that person. That could help, too. I think what else they could be doing, I think that's probably it. If you got some people that are kind of maybe squirrely or something, but they have been in the past. And remember, maybe they're getting switched out too harshly, so they're not coming in, with the consistency, we'll say, from what they were doing every 10 minutes. Maybe they're getting put back into different alien races that are not going along with the program, so they're all over the place when they do switch out every 10 minutes. That could be a big problem. It wouldn't necessarily be entities, but it would be them not holding, the timeline that they were on the previous 10 minutes. So that could make somebody really go crazy. And it could, you probably have seen people before, you're talking to them, and then they get switched off, they go somewhere else. Mentally, they come back, and they don't know what you're talking about. Well, they're probably on a whole different timeline. Maybe the aliens aren't getting enough energy out of the person, so they're doing that to them to try to get them to switch into a timeline that they have more control over, which means they're trying to control you. So just another way of looking at it. So back to you.
Well, that's fascinating. I have seen people do that at a party, like you'll be talking to them or whatever, and then they're like, oh, I have to go. They just stop engaging, and then they just, boom, they're gone. And it's the strangest thing. You just see this switch in their eyes, and it's like, oh, all right, see ya. Gotta let them go. Okay, well, let's see. I was going to go over some things on the website. So, because I honestly haven't quite looked at it in a while, I think I got to the point where I'm like, oh, I know everything about it, which of course can never be true. Because recently they have changed how they did the BBS archives. So I know some people are probably better at it than I am, but there's a way to find the archives and play them. They have them listed really nicely. So really easy to find. Just click on the BBS emblem on the right-hand side on the front page. And wow, it looks like they have pages and pages and pages here. Really easy to turn on and play. And I think that they just continually play. So once you turn them on, I'm sure they just continue to play. I'm going to go to the last page and see how many pages we got. 188 pages of archives. Wow. That is a lot of years worth of archives. That's really great. So that's wonderful. I know that there's people that turn the archives on and just let them play, and they probably just, pause it during the day when they're gone, but they let them play it like all night for their kids to listen, get healings, get information. And I know I like to do that myself, just let them play, especially, I think around 2008, Ron, you did a lot of healings for people. So it was really good for just over and over because you didn't have a host. And so if people are listening to you and your radio show for the first time, it's good to hear you talk about it and then get a couple like healings under the belt, basically, to see what it's like and to really understand that this works and it's real and it can really help you. So that's great. So much information here. If anyone wants to write in, I'd love to hear how you work the, you know, what you do with the radio shows or archives or what you find interesting about the website. If you have any questions that we could answer about the website, there's a huge list of all our healings under the book. So, I don't know, Ron, do you have anything to say about it, about the website?
Well, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they went on the link on the bottom left of the home page there, I guess, where there's, you know, the people that have been on the site, you know, kind of lights up like the planet, the little dots and stuff. So I think we had over 500,000 hits in a year on the website.
So oh, I see of, it here. Okay.
Yeah. So
like 500,000.
Oh, I know we're doing probably over, you know, a good over 1,000 a month on hits, so. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. It's way more than that. Ron, just in the last month, it's over 5,000. And I don't know if that's a banner month or not, but today alone, there were 189. Now, I've had a couple of websites before, and I had nowhere near numbers like that. And it does say, yes, over 500,000 since, oh, just that's actually just since October 1st, 2015. Anybody can look at this if you're interested to see the stats, which is kind of fascinating. It shows large populations of where exactly in the world people are listening to our show. We have Indonesia, Thailand, India, Egypt, the Ukraine, Russia, Norway, United Kingdom, Canada, Hawaii, Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, Brazil, Nigeria. It's wonderful. Australia, all sorts of places in Australia and on the coast and inside. South Korea. We do have people in Japan actively doing healings with Ron. So that's amazing. And I obviously, whatever country you're in and whatever computer you're on, it can be translated to your language. So that means it can go into any language. Well, this is very interesting. So what Ron is speaking about, if anyone wants to take a look at this for themselves, it is on the bottom left-hand side. There is a, it says click to see details with a little red background. It's the very last thing on the outside of the page in the margin, and there's a map of the world, and that has those stats on there, which is kind of interesting. Sometimes it seems like, oh man, I'm the only one who knows about this, but I guess I'm not, which is good. So that's great. And you know, Ron, I've never asked you about this, but I have always wondered. Just above that, there is a little moving icon, and it says Morgellons Recovery Reported. And I don't know if a lot of people know exactly what that is. I did read an article about it ages ago, but somebody that had that issue, which is something like parasites, I don't know much about it, but they must have done something with you. Was that personal, or did they do some healings online?
Well, they just got online and started doing, I'd say mini healings. I won't say, what I can recall, I would say at least maybe 10 of the whole lifetime clearings, and then you know, a lot of the free ones that we had out there. So, you know, it was a lot of stuff going on to, you know, a lot of it's alien stuff, but remember that's, for Gellens, is probably caused by the chemtrails, I believe, maybe other things, but basically, yeah, there's a lot that the person did to get rid of it. So it wasn't an easy, like one clearing and you're done with it, you know.
Yeah.
So it was complicated, but the person had no other, nothing else seemed to work, okay? So And each time, I guess, the person did it, they felt a little better. And what made it, when I heard about it and started talking to the person, it was a little frustrating for me anyway. Maybe sad because they couldn't wear their clothing. They had to get new clothing all the time because that Morgellons, those little things that come out of your skin, it looked like little worms sort of, or like hairs, would get into your clothing. And the person found out that they couldn't wash it out of their clothing, so they had to buy, new clothing, maybe wear it once or twice, and that was it. So they had to keep doing that, and that was awful. So anyway, they got better. I'm sure they're still doing, being very careful, I'm watching, who they contact with and stuff, because it, could be maybe even transmitted by somebody else. But I think mainly it's probably the chemtrails out there, and some people are more susceptible to them than others. So I felt a big difference. Maybe it's 4 years ago. I mean, from going across, the country. From the west coast to the east coast, because they were spraying different chemicals in the chemtrails, and so I had to get used to that on the east coast. Now it doesn't really affect me that much from one coast to the other. I know I heard an article, which is probably related to chemtrails, or it could be even maybe vaccines, but somehow. I forgot what that illness is called, which young children get. But anyway, Oregon was the highest state with that. Was autism. So they had the highest concentration of autism in Oregon compared to other states. And I don't know if it was related to different cities or not. So they were probably being targeted maybe by possible injections, we'll say, or at chemtrails, just to see what would happen. So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you. We can get maybe on a happier note here or so on something.
Yes, well, it's good to know that something can be healed. And I know that it's one of those things. It's new. People don't know a lot about it. No need to go into it and find out more about it, definitely. Enough said about it. But basically, I've kind of figured this out, and I asked you once about it, Ron. I said, isn't, if you didn't have any aberrations of your thought or feelings constantly coming at you, isn't your natural state of being perfect health?
I would say if you went back to when you first came here, before you got contaminated, that would be correct, yes. I would say if you didn't connect with people, which would be probably next to impossible to do, but if you didn't connect with people, then the people would not activate your DNA of stuff that happened from the past, which is stored inside of you. So if it's not awakened, then you may have great health. I would venture to say that the worst thing you could ever do, and if you are healthy, the worst thing you could ever do is go into a hospital. Because all of a sudden, you're going to be walking through the energy. You don't have to go into the rooms, but the energy is there for probably almost anything that you could conceive, Because everybody will have a lot of things in the hospital going on. So just by being in that proximity, walking in front of, down a hallway in front of doors, if one person has some type of cancer here, another one has a cancer there, you're going into the cancer ward to go to another location or something like that, you are going to get your DNA activated just by going in there. And that's just the way it is, because energy you can't see. And the energy coming out of those rooms would be sort of like when people connect with people, or they feel like they got slimed by going into a room. They felt like this is bad energy in here. Well, you can't see it, but the bad energy is there, according to you, if you feel that way. And once you leave there, you can still be slimed. So it's the same way with illnesses. So that could activate your DNA. You know, and the typical thing is, you know, you hear people all the time, maybe not too recently, but, you know, I've heard this like for probably 30 years. People say, you know, this person diagnosed with lung cancer and they never smoked a day in their life. So what would you think that would be? Secondhand smoke? Well, in the old days, it probably would have been. But the newer days, most, at least in California here, they outlawed smoking in restaurants in different places. So, and even in bars, I think. I don't go to bars, but the nice thing is that you don't have to deal with that. So that may not be an issue at this time, but, you know, their DNA did get activated somehow to bring that forward. So back to you.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I did at one point a long time ago live on the East Coast, and you were still allowed to smoke in bars, and I just kind of took it for granted that, well, yeah, I didn't even think about it at all. And then I moved to California, and I realized that you couldn't smoke in bars, and I was like, oh, this is magnificent. I am staying in this state. It's so awesome. So huge difference. But as you've mentioned before, you could just be in the midst of someone and you could simply just get their entities. Maybe they want to check out your body for a while. Or if you're touching someone and they have that issue, then yes, it can be transmitted like that. And I believe the way you put it in one of the archives once, I don't know when it was, but you said it's like we don't have the technology to see that. But it's like saying, before we had the technology to look into a microscope, you could say, well, there's no little beings in there. You know, if you take blood from one person, you touch another person, we don't know why the person gets an infection, but, you know, there's nothing there. I can't see anything. Well, because you hadn't had the technology yet. But maybe we just don't have the technology yet to see with our eyes something that is obvious, that when you, you know, touch a sick person, you might end up getting that issue as well. Although,
yeah, and entities, you know, would carry on with the energy of a person. So, you know, so if you have entities hopping into you, possibly you could get an illness just from that. You know, that's another whole issue, you know. And that gets kind of disturbing. So anyway...
Well,
another lighter note. So yeah, if you guys have any questions about this, or maybe you were doing stuff for quite a while in your life, maybe say for 10 years you used to do something, maybe you hopscotch with a group of people doing hopscotch or something, then you gave it up, and you found out that maybe your back was always hurting because the person who was in your hopscotch group, you know, had a bad back. And the entity wanted a hopscotch, okay, and the other person kind of bent over and they can't do it, so now they see you because you're the hopscotch king or queen there, and they hop into you, and you wonder why you're getting a bad back now, because the entity couldn't use the body enough in somebody else with the problem. So that does happen, and what about, you know, massage practitioners know that, you know, instantly because they, you know, will probably leave that night and feel their body hurting a little bit. They may have a way to get rid of it, they think, or feel better, but they will take on that energy from somebody. They may get rid of it somehow, but it still could be activating the DNA, which isn't good for you. So anyway, that's another way of looking at it. But you could, if you have anything, go to the fast chat or @clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you had a similar thing going on in your life and you got out of your particular group of people that had wellness issues or something, and you felt it leave you. So, back to you.
Yeah, I think that entity clearing is absolutely invaluable because any type of pain I've ever had, I've just run it overnight and it's just gone. it's just amazing. You've always said, and it took me a while to get it through my head, but that if you have pain, it's because entities are there. And you don't know which really happens first. Did you have pain first? And then the entities are like, yeah, this is cool. We can live off of this. But it doesn't matter once you do the entity clearing, whether you did something to your muscles to cause that pain or whatever, it is definitely lessened if there's no entities in there. So that's a great clearing. If any of our listeners don't have that yet, I highly suggest that one. It's really great. Okay, Ron, we have a request for healing on the upper right arm. They say it's been bothering them for a little while, and they're wondering if you have any input on it and wondering if you could specifically do a pin clearing for it.
Yeah, so typically, we'll first take out entities, and I want you to note, everybody, you may have something going on with you, an ache or pain, or one from the past, so just kind of take note. And I'll first take and release entities from your specific location, okay? And then from there, we'll do a pain clearing. And you can note to see what the difference was. Maybe, and it's not that it's going to be the same for every person. Maybe Sally has only 10% of the entities that that Fred has or something, and Fred is really overloaded, so they may feel entities fixed him. And maybe, the other person, would feel that the pain clearing was more. But at least you're going to probably feel a difference from each one of these energetic bodies. So here we go. Let's get rid of entities first here. They attach to your pain. So here we go, releasing entities from you. This is where you're requesting right now, one location. So here we go. Yeah. There we go. Okay, that's entities being released. And let's see how your body is responding to this here. See if whatever you have as far as pain is less. You may need to walk a little bit. Sometimes that helps. And now we're going to do a pain body clearing. And remember, each one of these will help you somewhat. And just because the pain might be, more effective right now for you, these are both, they both should be done probably hand in hand, okay? So if you're new to the site, you first do your whole lifetime to clean out your body. It'll be two different whole lifetime clearings, and naturally, because you do one at full price, and the other one is at half price, so then you can do the other one for half price, and that way you can run these together as the unlimited version. After that, if you pay $50 more, that's what you want to do. Unfortunately, people normally cause our conditions because they, once you get cleared out in your whole lifetime, if you didn't see anybody, you'd probably be fine for life. But once they come into your energy, talk to you, or you see something, then that starts the DNA over again. Okay, there we go. Pain body is better. So we'll see if you have any comments there, if you want to let us know how you're feeling. So those are two different clearings that you're going through. I'm going to do a mind loop one clearing, because maybe you've had this for a long time, and your mind now is searching, or, this is released. I got to search now to bring it back up into your consciousness, right? Maybe you have to go back 20 years to get yourself triggered again, because the mind feels like it's not doing its job, It needs to have pain energy in your body. So let's do a mind loop one for that pain location. So something happened to you to cause it. So typically, maybe you hit a door, maybe, somebody made you trip or whatever, but whatever that condition is, your mind is trying to recycle that energy. So here we go, releasing this. So one, two, three, four, and five. Well, okay. I don't know what else to do. It's probably something else that we could probably pull out of the hat. But those should be pretty effective. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. We can just settle in with that. And then later there is one other healing type thing that we have had a request for, so we'll deal with that later. But for now, we've had a request to go over how to do the fast chat, just a few things. So if you click on the BBS radio, it's purple, little square on the right-hand side, and then scroll down a tiny little bit. It says in blue letters, and it's underlined with two little stars, one on each side, it says BBS fast chat. When you click on that, then it comes up to another page, and it says CLS fast chat feedback form, and then another page opens when you click on it. And then you can go in here in that next page that comes up. It says either comment, question, testimonial. That's just kind of how the form will be filled out. And you can write a clearing topic and then just a really short message. And the great thing about the BBS fast chat is that it is completely anonymous. Even the radio show host cannot read it, or we can read it, but we don't know who it's from. So if there's something that you want it to be anonymous because you don't want anyone's mind energy on you about your question or what you're saying, that is a great thing to do. So I do like that option. That's a good one. And anything that you write in, either the emails or the fast chat, all go to the same box, and then we can immediately read those. So that's very helpful if anyone wants to just write in using that form. And I'm on a computer, so I don't really know what that looks like on a phone. I think you could probably get it to come up, though. It might be very small, but you could probably get it to work. So that's just one thing. Okay, great, Ron. That was good. It helped me. I had a little thing going on, too, so that was very helpful. All right, and then somebody wrote in about what we were talking about earlier about the archives. It says that the archives are listed differently than before, and I know that they're still working on it. So they're also trying to listen to the different recent ones that have come up, but they are not going to be able to have them until after January 10th. Which is fine. They are adding a lot. As you know, they don't only do our show, but they do a lot of shows. So they're constantly having to add the new shows. So it might take a little while for those to show up, but the BBS guys are working really hard to get everything organized and so that we can eventually listen to them. And they're pretty fast at it, especially because I know the form that it's in now is fairly new to them. So thank you, BBS guys. You guys do a lot of work and you have a lot going on. So thank you so much. Okay, so Ron, we have a few things that just came in. It says, can entities bring us on timelines?
Oh, that's a good question. I would tend to say yes. The reason why I'm saying yes is because you could be on a timeline. Remember, you're living a life on a timeline, just like you're living right now listening to me and Michelle. So there could be entities just in real life on those timelines, and they could put you into a situation because they're living on the timeline with you. They could body hop on a timeline, and you could bring them back here. So, nothing good I can talk about to say with that, but yeah, that answer could be, I would say probably yes. Because they could come into you from that timeline, and you may have a desire to do something from the timeline, it's brought back here, and the entity's still with you because they're sharing your life with you, and they run the body. But your spirit's supposed to be with you, and you have your body, spirit, consciousness as one, put it that way. And now what you have is your emotional body, you know, wanting to do things, telling your body what it wants to do or giving you the thoughts or thought projection, and they run your body. So that's what happens. So, boy. Well, yes, I would say that would be correct. Back to you.
Yeah, I can definitely see it because they're making you feel emotions and possibly giving you thoughts and putting energies in your body and possibly having you do certain things like a habit or something. And then maybe you're wondering, why are you doing this? And that's going to put you on a timeline. So yeah, I could definitely see that. Another reason having the entity clearing would be good. So when you do the entity clearing, Ron, do you just say, okay, this body part is sore and you put that in the entity clearing? Or do you write, like, all of a sudden I feel like eating chocolate chips all the time, I never did that before, is that an entity, and you write the situation in the box?
Yeah, to keep it real simple, you could probably put junk food versus, eating your potato chips at 1 o'clock in the morning and you know, the dip and everything else. Just want to get rid of the entity that likes potato chips or something. Or the entity whatever it would be. You know, kind of use this off and on as an example. People who jog, maybe they're jogging and running on concrete instead of asphalt or instead of grass. Maybe you don't have a choice, but you know, that can hurt your body. The entity doesn't care. It just wants you to get out there and run, okay? So I'm not, trying to say not to run. I'm just saying, you know, you need to, the entity is telling you to run, then stop for a minute and say, wait a minute, I can't run here today. It's just going to hurt my legs. And you may be fine. Now, most young people, think they're invincible. Probably have all thought that. And then, in fact, it's real obvious, I watch older people now, and people that I see a lot of times will have a back problem. So what causes that? You get people who lift heavy things at a young age because they think they're, superhuman. A lot of car mechanics, in the old days, you had to bend over. They still do it now, but they're bending over the hood, lifting, heads off of the engine and intake manifolds and, lifting up, maybe 80 to 100 pounds or more of something. And, that maybe they're good for 10, 20 years, and now that they're older, they're not doing too well. But at that time, they thought they could do it perfectly, and they could, not realizing how they're harming their body. So anyway, but that could be an entity type thing by not stopping before you do something. And going, wait a minute, is this going to be beneficial? What else could I do? There's always an option. It's kind of like the old saying, when you cut wood, measure twice, cut once. And you probably have all, noted that, I'm sure. And that could be problems. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, my dad would always say, when you're a kid, you can handle anything. And I would say, yeah, but obviously, when you get older, you're going to feel that injury, So, anyway, hopefully you're doing some clearings and there's no emotion about it, so maybe you won't. I know I feel my muscles and joints feel much more relaxed than they did before I started working with CLS, so definitely better physically. Okay, somebody wrote in, they said, years ago, before finding Creation Lightship, a channeler I was listening to was asked, did my friend who volunteered to participate in a medical study at a hospital, who later got the disease they were studying, catch it from his proximity to patients and information about the disease? And the answer that they got was, most definitely. So that's very interesting.
Yep, I'd say that's correct.
Yep. And with so much information on the internet, it's so easy to go, oh, wow, WebMD, you know, what's my problem? Wow, you could find a million things that you could probably go, oh, wow, I wonder if that's it, you know? I'm having all those things going on, too. And then all of a sudden you really start having that thing. And I think before you go down that road, you should clear your emotions about it and do the mind-heart drop and probably an emotional clearing and probably an entity clearing as well. That would be really good. So, okay. Let's see here. Ron, this is about the new YouTube channel. And there's a couple paragraphs here, so I'm just going to read this real quick. Okay, it says, hi, all. There are three new audios on the Ron Amatron YouTube channel. They're ones we have been emailing repeatedly, plus more to come as the person uploads them. They are the sample healings, clearing the chakra systems, and introduction by Ron, the stopping time to keep our body energy with us, spirit commands for now, timeline of light in and out. So those three. Command spirit to stay in body while sleeping, plus the Christ Ascension show audio portion. The loop also includes the simplified version of the alien release from Earth with no conversation. So I believe that goes for about 5 minutes. Okay. It's a fabulous addition to our audio collection. Okay, so please announce on the shows and thank the listeners who prepared the audio clips and did the uploads to Ron's own channel. Yes, thank you very much. Those are really helpful. So you can find them. It's the Ron Amatron on YouTube. Subscribe to get the newest uploads. And then we won't have to email them separately each time we get them. You'll be able to just go on. And I also know that there is a YouTube app that people can get on their smartphones. And then if you're subscribed to that channel, then you can basically go straight there and you'll have it on your phone if you're walking around. And then you can just play those so as you need them, like possibly the time stop or the alien release. So that's very helpful. Thank you so much to the people behind the scenes who are putting those together and putting the station together. So very good. YouTube.com channel. And it looks like we do have a link here. I'm not sure if people can just find it. So more on that. Let me look and see what else we have in the inbox. Oh, my goodness. There's people out there. And they're writing in. Hi, everybody. Okay, we have another question. Timeline crashing. Pain issue or health situations may be entities brought. Yep, I think so. Did you want to expand on that one at all, Ron?
No, they could be causing that. As with all the different clearings we have on the website, it's when I go to the expos, people talk about how they did this particular clearing and it fixed them, you know? And, you know, a lot of people will say, I didn't really think that one, you know, was even pertinent to my condition, and they do it, and it seems to work. So it's interesting, you know, with the feedback that we have, you know, from people when we go to the expos. You know, we do get a lot of feedback on Fast Chat here and stuff, but that's kind of the neat thing, is that you're able to hear people talk and different things like that. So it's all very cool. Anyway. Yeah, you don't know what you really need, you know, or what combinations work. I guess the combinations are what you more than likely would like to focus on. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, very good. Ron, we have, I'm interested in this question. This is a great question. Do cats reincarnate, and do they choose their same owners?
That's a good one. I don't know. I know they could reincarnate as far as the same owners. I guess if you're living, okay, and, you know, your dog or cat dies, very possibly that same spirit can come into another animal form, you know, or it could be floating around you and it wants to come in to something because it wants to see you. So that could be, you know, maybe you had a cat and all of a sudden you're doing something and maybe a bird flies around you and you sort of feel the energy of the bird being your cat. So that could happen. Things are a little strange, but that's what can be going on. So, yeah, as far as in the next life, I'm not sure. But in this lifetime, yeah, they can't switch bodies. So back to you.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people that have cats, and they definitely say, this cat chose me. So, yeah, I could see that. It makes sense, right? Okay. Ron, we have a question, a request for a healing for the flu. Some people are experiencing the flu out there. Is there anything we could do for that?
Oh, boy. Well, I would say do the timeline crashes for having the flu. You can try to take away some flu energy, but you may have to do a lot of timeline crashes. Remember, seeing something, you know, you're better off to nip it in the bud with timeline crashes before, you know, it gets full blown with you. So if you like say, yeah, I feel like I'm getting sick today, and normal patterns would be maybe in 3 or 4 days, you're going to definitely, instead of feeling that you're being sick, you are sick. So if you can catch it before it manifests completely in you, you have a much better chance to get rid of it. So here we go. I'll give this a shot here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
All right. Thank you so much. I know a lot of people could use that tonight. All right. Somebody's wondering, during the advanced timeline crash, which is the new one which you buy and then you have it for as long as you need it, basically, your life, I guess. And is the entities clearing an option on it? And I'm actually looking on it. I do not see entities clearing as an option on it. The entities clearing is its own whole life clearing and very invaluable to have, basically. But it's also found on the location clearing. You can clear one room that you mention or write in or choose on the drop-down box menu, you can clear it of entities specifically. But I don't see that as a timeline crash, but there's probably something else that you can choose. And then I don't know if you can write down entities bothering you. I'm not sure if that's something that you can timeline. Is that something you could timeline crash on?
You could try it and see. Remember, when you have a situation, you know, you're looking at doing a lot of timeline crashes. So, you know, you need to realize that you have to do maybe 100 to maybe 1,000 of them. So you need to stay on it until you feel relief. And some people think they can just do 10 and they're done with it because they did it. But, you know, you got to be dedicated to those clearings. So back to you.
Yes, well, if you wanted to do entities, you would have to write it in. And the choice that you would make for the emotional connection would be other, enter below. That way you could just write in what you wanted. So that would be the select the non-emotional issue. There's a drop-down menu. You would select other. And then in the box where you're writing what you want to crash, it would be entities or certain entities or entities entering you at a certain time. Hopefully that will be done after you do so many crashes. Okay. Someone is wondering, how do you use the search? How would I look up entity clearing? Oh, okay. Is it also called something else? And the same question with dark side practitioner. So I'm going to go like I'm going on the website, and I'm going to walk you through it. So if you're on the front page, www.creationlightship.com, there's one main page. And then if you look in the side, the darker blue, it looks like a book. And there's a little red cross at the top of the book, and it says a list of all our online healings. And then right under the book, there's a little blank space. It says, or search for the healing. So let me just type in entity and then press go right next to it. And okay, entity doesn't work, but it might be entities. So let me just see if entities comes up. Entities clearing. Otherwise, I'm going to find it in the list. So, oh yeah, it is. It's entities. Okay, so when you type in entities, E-N-T-I-T-I-E-S, entities attachment removal, then it has the $5 per year. And then it goes through entities, attachment, removal, generations 1 through 7, and so on. So the first one you want to do, of course, though, is your whole life. So you click on the first one, the entities, attachment, removal, and then you fill out the information, your name, the unlimited. I personally always get the unlimited just because you know you're going to need it, so you might as well just get it. And then you do your age, and then you press PayPal, it'll tell you the amount, and you press PayPal and you go through all that. So you obviously have to have PayPal already set up. Okay, so now the name for the dark side practitioners, I'm going to search for that under a list of all our online clearings in the actual book, because this is going to be a big list. And I'm just going to press next in that list, and it's going to go through everything alphabetized until I believe I hit D, because I think it starts with dark side practitioner for D. I know at one point I found this, but I already have it. So I just go in my emails now. Okay, so yeah, it is under dark side mind control transmissions, includes aliens and human practitioners. So anybody that's thinking about you, basically, it can clear. And that is $5 times your age. So you just click on that and you go through the whole PayPal thing again. And yes, those are awesome ones to have. Entities, dark side practitioners, curses, hexes, spells, because you never know. So there you go. Let us know if you have any other questions about that, if that was not completely clear. I know I went through that pretty quickly. So I loved looking at this list, Ron. When I first found out about Creation Lightship, I would just read through this list and go like, oh, what do I need to do next? What do I feel like doing as a clearing? I'm a bit of a nerd, Ron, so this is my entertainment.
Oh, I got about 1 minute to go here.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. So we'll be doing the Mind of Heart Cup. So we have our special call coming up, sampling the energies of this year, and it'll be on Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific. It's a $20 call, and it's on the website. You can click on that. And if you happen to go on to it and you don't get the code sent to you, the phone number and the login pin, I'll be sending those out either Friday night or Saturday, so no problem. So anyway, we'll catch you all hopefully on the call. It's a great call. It's a lot of fun. And here we go. So through the Mind of Heart Drop. and we need to connect our spirit into what we're doing here. So that's why you say it out loud. So you ask your spirit or command it. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, move them into my heart. Very simple. And here we go. You need to command that. So if you're a newbie, maybe count from 10 to 1, three times like I'll be doing. If you've been doing it for a while, a couple of weeks, we'll say, then just go 3, 2, 1. And you can feel the energy move instantly. So here we go, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So thank you. Michelle and the ladies behind the scenes, and BBS, and naturally all you listeners out there. So we'll see you later. Blessings.